This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got to start this show here with a slight correction, a minor correction. It's a correction nonetheless, but I do want to say it's just a slight correction here. So some of you in the national news update that you just heard, I know we've got folks listening on 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 970 KBUL Billings, 1340 KPRK Livingston, 880 KJJR. Yeah, you like the sound of that one, don't you? It's just like, so you're sitting on flathead like KJJR. Except for the weekend's over, we got to get back to work, but that's all right. We're still enjoying KJJR. And, of course, KINX Great Falls. So some of you would have heard different national news updates. A lot of you would have heard the Fox News radio update, though, that just aired. They were talking about how there's going to be oil production cuts. The Saudis are going to be cutting some oil production because they want to raise the price of oil. Because they, along with Joe Biden and John Tester, they don't think that the price of gas is high enough. So the Saudis are going to cut some oil production so that they can boost the price of oil. Now, some of you might think, oh, well, OPEC's cutting the price of oil. In that Fox News radio report, they were clear to say, no, this is not OPEC or even OPEC Plus. I guess that's kind of like Disney Plus, you know, with the, you know, similar to OPEC Plus, but, you know, Disney Plus, same thing. You know, they're trying to figure out a way to undermine America, but different. You know, one's economically focused, the other's culturally focused. All right, I'm getting off topic now. But the Fox News radio report, they said that yeah, it's just the Saudis that are cutting oil production. It's not OPEC or OPEC Plus. I do want to give a minor correction to that report, because it's not just the Saudis that want to cut back on oil production and raise the price of oil. The Joe Biden administration is doing the same thing once again. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, the congressman for the Western District here, he shared this over the weekend on Twitter. The Biden administration, I believe this was a FoxNews.com headline, the Biden administration issues a 20-year oil drilling ban near indigenous site, ignoring pleas from Native Americans. So you've got Native Americans in this particular instance from the Navajo Nation, but we know that the Crow Nation has pushed back against this as well. The Utes have pushed back against this as well. No, my cousin Vinny, not the two Utes, the official Utes, the real deal here. So, and here's what Congressman Ryan Zinke had to say about this. Is this a purposeful move to keep tribes in poverty? You could add to that question, is this a purposeful move by the Biden administration to also increase your gas prices here in these summer months? Congressman Zinke added this, the Biden administration says they support Indian country, but they're waging an economic war against tribes like the Navajo, the Utes, and the Crow. Natives want to develop their resources and lift their people out of poverty, but Biden bans it. And, you know, just like the Saudis, he is cutting oil production to raise your gas prices once again.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula, Montana, was on The View. You know that nasty left-wing show, The View, with Barbara and the rest of them. So Zoe Zephyr, the man who identifies as a woman, the 30-something-year-old lawmaker from Missoula who cheered on the mob that had stormed the Montana House of Representatives, got featured nationally on The View last week, gets rewarded with national attention, been on a big national tour, hung out with AOC in Congress, even went to the beaches of Florida, Jerry, if you can imagine that. I thought Florida had a travel advisory against black folks, but apparently transgender folks felt more than welcome on the beaches of Florida, because looks like the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula got a lot of expenses paid to travel the country pushing the radical transgender agenda. But Zoe Zephyr was on The View last week, and they were just gushing over Zoe Zephyr on The View last week, which is kind of expected from these radical left-wingers. But what I thought was the most interesting, and I think I briefly mentioned it, we didn't talk a lot about it last week on the show, but what I briefly mentioned was this, is that how disgusting is it, what a joke, when here you have a host on The View who just 2 days before Zoe Zephyr shows up was trashing white women, but then a white man who identifies as a white woman comes on the show and she's gushing over him. So if you're a white woman, she'll trash you and take a shot at you. But if you're a white man in a dress, she will gush over you. Absolutely gush over you. Later, I think it's today, Tim Scott happens to be black. He happens to be a Republican from South Carolina. He's also one of several people running for president of the United States for the 2024 primary election. He is going on The View later today. I wonder if they will gush over him, a real black man, the way they gushed over the white man who identifies as a woman last week. Either way, Tim Scott was already out on the campaign trail talking trash. Alex Thompson shared this C-SPAN clip via Twitter.
My socks said hogwash on them. When I think about hogwash, it just makes me think about The View. Anybody watch The View on TV? Good, good. I am in the right place. I'm going on The View on Monday. Because I think it's time for a conservative with a backbone to look those ladies in the eyes and say, you do not have to be an exception to succeed in America. You can be the rule and succeed in America. You see, I scare the dickens out of the radical left and Joe Biden. The proof of my life destroys their lives.
Yeah, all right, there you go. So Tim Scott's going on The View. You just watch the treatment that he gets, the treatment that a real black man in America, showing the real success that real black Americans are finding in America, that destroys their argument. You just watch how they will treat him. You already saw last week how they talked about and treated white women. So they'll talk down to white women. They'll talk down to a black man. But if you're a man who identifies as a woman, oh, they will just fall down at your feet. Let's go into the phone lines, 406-294-0970. We've got the phone lines open here for the full 8 o'clock hour of Montana Talks this morning. Francis in Big Fork, first up. What's going on, Francis?
Well, you know, Tester, he votes for everything Biden says. And Biden is trying to wreck this country. And it's to remember to tell all the young people that they won't have they won't have tires for their electric cars. They won't have lipstick. They won't have shampoo. Because if all this oil produces plastic and take their phones away, and if they want to live out in the sticks for a week with no toilets or nothing, let them go.
Yeah, you're talking about the gas prices and the fact that here's the Biden administration once again going after domestic oil production, but they're targeting our Native American brothers and sisters by shutting down, you know, economic sovereignty on their reservations, shutting with this moratorium on oil production on, you know, on our reservations. And the Navajo are pushing back, the Utes are pushing back, the Crow are pushing back. But John Tester sure ain't pushing back. He's going right along with it.
Oh, it certainly is. And all these judges we have, remember that when you vote, if there's nobody running against a judge, you just put none of the above, and then they have to get at least 50% of the vote.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got to push that every week or two, because we got to get rid of them to three or how many, I don't know how many, there's seven of them. Rice is the only good one, that's for sure.
Well, and even he, you know, will cave.
Oh, he gets outnumbered, yeah. And he can get...
You know, you're surrounded by all those radical leftists on the courts, and I guess eventually some people get beat down by it. But heck, we've had guys like Jesse Ramos who served on the Missoula City Council, and he didn't get beat down by them. In fact, he figured out a way to really make a difference and wake some people up across Missoula, and then got two more conservatives elected on the Missoula City Council after him. So the same could happen on our court with the right folks as well. Francis in Big Fork, great to hear from you. 294-0970 is the number if you want to jump in on the conversation as well. Right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Universities face existential challenges, it said. Employers are increasingly seeing college degrees as unnecessary for their jobs, it's also said. Perhaps some of these things are true, at least for some universities and for some degrees. But this is also true. More, not less, young people say they want to go to college. And the payoff in terms of increased lifetime earnings for those who graduate continues to grow. A graduate receiving a four-year degree in Montana today can expect to earn about $860,000 more in inflation-corrected dollars over their working lifetime than if they'd stopped their education in high school. Our research shows those earnings gains occur in the future, it's true, while the costs of college are incurred today. And so economists commonly apply what's called a discount rate to reflect the fact that benefits in the future are worth less. Doing this, we get a present value of college education of $575,000. That's a statistic that needs to be part of the conversation about college's worth. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, The View. These radical liberal ladies on The View. I probably can't even use the word ladies, probably because it's wrong, but also because they'd probably be offended by it anymore. That will offend some women if you call them ladies. You know, that was the polite thing to do when I was growing up. When I was working as a waiter in restaurants, it was the polite thing to do. But now you might get yelled at for calling somebody a lady. So Zoe Zephyr was on The View. Zoe Zephyr is the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula. He just got the surgery last year to remove his male body parts to identify as a female. So he just got it chopped off a year ago, but now he's the expert on women. Now the women on The View are falling all over themselves, gushing over this guy, right? And but yet the same hosts on The View were trashing white women. So it'll be interesting to see how they treat, Republican Senator Tim Scott later today on The View as well. They actually, while they were gushing over Zoe Zephyr, they attacked Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. They called him a bad parent. Did you guys hear this? They called the Montana governor a bad parent. These people are disgusting to attack somebody like that over a policy disagreement. And you know why they called the governor a bad parent? Because one of the governor's kids, one of his kids, lobbied the governor to vote a certain way on a certain piece of legislation, or to not sign, to veto a certain piece of legislation. He's the governor. He vetoes it or signs it or allows it to become law. He doesn't vote on it, but you know what I'm saying. So these nut jobs on The View were saying that, well, because he didn't do what one of his kids told him he better do, he's a bad parent. So hopefully nobody is taking parenting advice from The View, because I think just giving your kids whatever they ask for, you know, I'm not the best parent out there either, but I don't think that's a good strategy. I'm just saying. All right, we'll talk more about the radical transgender lawmaker on The View last week. But first, let's get back to more of your phone calls here. 406-294-0970. We've got Art Plowman on the phone lines, Carbon County, Boyd, Montana. Art, great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, I was just getting irritated the other night, and I wrote down a few things. what I wrote was the states created the federal government. The federal government is therefore a subsidiary of the states. Use nullification to cancel all unconstitutional laws, mandates, judicial rulings. The feds are not going to rein themselves in. This is abundantly clear. The states are going to have to take their rights back. Just read the 9th and 10th Amendment and Federalist 45 and 46. Tells you what states can do about an out-of-control federal government. I don't think the feds are going to rein themselves in.
Yeah, I don't think they will either. How many decades have they had now of warning signs? Yeah, we had a state senator, Tom McGilvery, called in to the show on, was it Friday morning? Yeah, because we had Don Kay, the chairman of the GOP, on in the 8 o'clock hour. And he was talking about that very point about how the feds are they're not willing to do what needs to be done. Victor Davis Hanson, VDH, the great historian, Victor Davis Hanson, I think he still is a fellow at Stanford University. He was on with Johnny Joey Jones on Fox News on Friday night. We are now, I believe the number is, I still need to pull the whole transcript. I believe we are now at 130% when it comes to debt to GDP ratio. Now, Joe Biden may be about to get us into World War III, but we are not even in World War III yet. Now, World War II, we had a debt-to-GDP ratio over 100%. We are spending like that in what is supposed to be a peacetime environment right now. So what are we going to do if Joe Biden actually gets us into a World War III moment?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the states need to nullify. Thomas Jefferson recommended that for an out-of-control federal government. He went so far as to say even the Supreme Court could be nullified. It's not the final say. And as we know, they've reversed themselves several times. So,
well, we've nullified marijuana laws, haven't we? I mean,
right.
Because the Democrats always freak out whenever that word nullify comes. Remember when Derek Skies was in the legislature from the Flathead, and he would talk about nullify? This was like 10 years ago when Derek first got into the legislature out of the Flathead Valley, and boy, would he trigger the liberals. And he'd say the word nullification, and they're like, you're a secessionist, and this is Civil War rhetoric. And it's like, you guys nullified marijuana laws, and yet you don't want to nullify any other laws, or it's Civil War times.
Yeah, a lot of the states are refusing to carry out the states, like in Oregon. A lot of the county sheriffs saying, well, we're not going to carry out that anti-Second Amendment bill. They have a new one out in Oregon now that's really cracking down. So,
yeah.
Anyway. I've said what I wanted to say, so...
Well, great. Well, that's why we're here.
Gotta take it back.
All right.
Thanks
well,
a lot,
Art,
Aaron.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Art. Always great to hear from you and Pat. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling in. 406-294-0970, the number for you as well, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Yeah, the jury nullification too. There was you know, a handful of conservatives will occasionally talk about jury nullification, where, you know, they think that the judge should read to the jury that, hey, if you guys disagree with the law, you can refuse to enforce the law. And boy, the folks on the left will freak out, and some folks on the right will freak out over that too, because we're a nation of laws and not of men, and et cetera. What's the old phrase go, right? Let me know if I screwed that one up here. It was a long weekend, and so we're just rolling with you here on this Monday morning. But then what did they do in Missoula? So the Democrats in the state legislature, they would freak out at this whole concept of nullification. But yet, what have they been doing? Nullifying marijuana laws, ignoring federal marijuana laws. And you've probably got a dispensary out your front window right now as I'm talking to you. Jury nullification. There was a guy in Missoula who, I guess, for some reason, did get hauled in for some marijuana laws. And the jury just said, yeah, you know what? We don't agree with those laws, so we're not going to prosecute the guy for it. We're not going to convict him of anything. So there you go. The very jury nullification that liberals would decry got carried out right in front of them. But if it's about marijuana, they're okay with it, you know. All right, let's go back to The View. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who is one of, what is it, like a dozen plus candidates for president in 2024 now. He is going to be on The View later today, and he was calling them out already. He was already talking trash, basically calling them hogwash. So you know they're going to try to be nasty to him later today, even though they were gushing over the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula. Now, there was a couple of clips from The View last week that I was going to share with you here on the show, but we just had a lot more important things to talk about. We still do, but I think it's important that we cover this for you here, especially because I can't wait to see the contrast between the Zephyr treatment and the Tim Scott treatment. But this was the portion of The View where the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula pretends to be the victim.
They're banning our pasts. When they ban our art forms and our histories, whether that's individual histories or drag, which is part of our collective history, mm-hmm. They're banning our present by teaching about us, and they're banning our future when they ban our healthcare. Across the gamut there. And there's an attempt to other us and create a boogeyman to rally their base.
Do you hear The View host in the background? Just gushing. And I didn't watch the whole clip. I think I watched the full interview, but I didn't watch the whole show. They were gushing over this guy the entire time. So 2 days after they were trashing white women, they're gushing over the white man who dresses like a white woman. But let's dissect, I know, bad choice of words, everything that Zephyr just mentioned there. They're banning our past. They're banning our past. They're banning our present. They're banning our art. Okay. Didn't they just have a drag show in Red Lodge, Montana? Yeah, the Billings Gazette was gushing over the drag show in Red Lodge, Montana. Why were you able to do a drag show in Red Lodge, Montana? I thought Zephyr was just on The View telling us they were banned. They've had other drag shows in Montana, because it's their favorite month of the year, so they're doing drag shows. Because they're not banned. Yeah, you can't target little kids with this sexualized content at libraries or at public schools, but there is no ban on drag shows. So you're outright lying by pretending to be a victim just to get yourself some free attention on national TV. You're outright lying to push a very radical agenda here. They're banning us from talking about our present. Okay, I get it, dude. You want to go into an elementary school and promote your concept of sexuality to second graders. But why do you think second graders should be targeted with this sexualized propaganda, right? Nobody's banning you from anything that you just mentioned right there. So absurd. But this was the one that I just thought was so disgusting, so outrageous. That a host on The View would even say this.
But ultimately, it'll fail for the same reason anti-gay bills failed in the 90s. And it's because you're never far from somebody who is trans, from somebody who is LGBTQ, whether you're in your business, whether you're at your home, or in the governor's mansion in Montana, whose own child is non-binary. His own child is non-binary?
Yes.
His own child is non-binary and lobbied against these bills.
He wrote his father.
And he said, still don't signed do it into this. Law.
Signed it
That's a bad parent.
That's a very bad parent.
Oh, so disgusting, these hosts on The View. That's a bad parent. Okay, so if one of your kids disagrees with you, and you don't give them what they want, you're a bad parent. You're supposed to give whatever they tell you, whatever they want, you're supposed to give it to them. So absurd. What has Zoe Zephyr wanted here? They want to chop body parts off of little kids. That's what the governor was protecting here. Hey, not only did we talk about how Montana is leading the nation in privacy laws right now with the click of one button, our conversation with State Senator Daniel Zolnikoff, but we also talked with Dr. Courtney Young out of Montana Tech talking about rare earth materials. You got to check out both conversations if you missed it. It's all there. Download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, and you can see all the on-demand audio through our Montana Talks podcast, montanatalks.com, or download the app on your phone.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, whoa, 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 Jeff and Victor. Was it Eddie Murphy? Hey, 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 hey. You can't cross that line now, Jeff and Victor. You cannot cross that line. Jeff and Victor sent us this message on the Montana Talks app. Maybe Zach is really a black woman. No, Jeff. Who is Zach? Zach is the birth name of the transgender lawmaker from Missoula. Zoe Zephyr, former name is Zach. I use the current name just because, you know, you want me to call you, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. You want me to call you Betty? You want me to call you Al? You know, you call into the show, it's name and town. First name and what town you're calling from. So, we'll call you whatever name you want to go by. I was going to go to John and Helena, but it looks like we lost his phone call. John, call back in and you'll be first up on the phone lines here. I was going to go to John and Helena. John wanted to say something about the new transgender movement and how bad it is. So I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts there, John. 2940970. But yeah, Jeff and Victor says, maybe Zach is really a black woman. So, Zach was on The View last week, but Zach now identifies as Zoe Zephyr because, so, you know, if Zach was still a white man, he'd be awful and evil. But now that Zach is a white woman, I guess because he's a man who identifies as a woman, it's all good. But if he was a normal white woman, that would be bad. So maybe Zach is really a black woman, says Jeff and Victor. No, Jeff, you can't do that. You can go from being a man to identifying as a woman, but you better not identify as being black. Remember, there was a young woman from Libby, Montana, and from Troy, she grew up in the Libby, Troy area back in the day, Rachel Dolezal, and, you know, a real woman, but she started identifying as black, started telling people she was black. She became the head of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington. But she ain't black, and so she got called out for it, and she's been kind of a pariah ever since. So you can be a man in Missoula who identifies as a woman, and they will gush over you, but if you're a woman in Troy or Libby, and you decide to be black, no, you can still be attacked for claiming to be black. So let's just clarify that one for you here. We don't want anybody getting in trouble out there. Now, Jay in Billings really tied a couple of things together for us here. Jay sent us a message on the Montana Talks app here. He was responding to Tim Scott, Republican senator from South Carolina who's running for president in 2024, just one of several presidential candidates. Tim Scott, the truth of his life, destroying the lies of the radical left. And then he says, economic sovereignty, yes. Yeah, Jay, I think those two topics go together quite well, don't they? So a couple of stories that we shared in the opening few minutes of the show here. We talked about how the Biden administration is trying to shut down economic sovereignty on our Indian reservations across the country, issuing a 20-year oil drilling ban near indigenous sites, ignoring the pleas from Native Americans. And Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western District says, is this a purposeful move to keep tribes in poverty? Of course it is. The Democrats want Native Americans to keep voting for them, so the Democrats want to keep them in poverty, and they want to shut down any attempt at economic sovereignty. That's what this is. And it's kind of a twofer for the Democrats as well, because it also shuts down domestic oil production as well. So they get the benefit there. They can put a bunch of money in their Green New Deal buddies' pockets at the same time. But yes, it comes back to economic sovereignty. Same thing with Tim Scott. Tim Scott is sharing a message that, yes, you can succeed in America despite the color of your skin, despite your background, despite your economic circumstances. And the left does not want young children to believe that, does not want these young children to succeed. They need minority groups in particular to be held back economically, education-wise, everything. The Democrats, the left that control these educational systems in many aspects, Why would they want a great message like what Tim Scott has to share, whether you agree with all of his votes or not, why would they want his message to get out there, which is encouraging and serving as hope for all of these young kids out there to say, hey, yeah, you can be anything in America. You will succeed in America. The left doesn't want that. The left wants more power. They need more people under their control. So that's why they'll shut down economic sovereignty on the reservations. That's why they'll shut down a black man like Tim Scott later today on The View. Let's go to Tim in Billings next up on the phone lines. What's going on, Tim?
Morning, Eric. Well, you can call me Bo Cephas.
You got it. Bo Cephas in Billings. There we go.
I was thinking about the boycotts that are happening that are, you know, decimating the value of Anheuser-Busch and Target, and will likely start hitting some of these other merchandise selling companies, you know. And I got to thinking, you know, how many of us have a 401k that has, there's this plan, and they pick which companies, you know, to invest in. How many people are cutting their own throat by boycotting Anheuser-Busch? And I'm not saying that they shouldn't boycott them. If they want to, they should. But how many people are losing money in their 401k because they're boycotting this traditionally American, you know, stalwart of economic success? And it makes me just think, this is just a perfect example of the war on the middle class. They do not, and it ties in exactly what you're saying, they do not want people to think that they can succeed. They don't want them to think that they can build wealth. You know, BlackRock and Vanguard, they want people to, since they're so liberally aligned now, they want people to beg the government for every scrap they get. So if they don't care if they're losing money. They have a political agenda, not an economic agenda. Yeah. Unless that economic.
Remember in the first few days when Bud Light lost, what, $6 billion in market share, and they continued the bleeding, and Target lost $10 billion in 10 days. You know, going back to this Zoe Zephyr being on The View, you know, an honest debate that a lot of us had, you know, going back to the Montana legislative session was, you know, they could have just ignored Zoe Zephyr. When Zoe Zephyr gave those hateful attacks against people of faith, targeting people who pray, they could have just ignored it and not given him the attention that he so desperately craved. But I also think that, okay, yeah, is Zoe Zephyr getting a lot more attention as a result of that? Yes. But is it really helping their cause? I would argue that with Bud Light losing $6 billion market share in just a few days, and Target losing $10 billion in 10 days, the Major League Baseball tried to virtue signal with the Pride Month, and they changed their logo to the rainbow colors. They changed it back within a day. The Biden Navy, the U.S. Navy, tried to do the same virtue signaling, and they changed it back within 24 hours. And now you've got Zephyr and the rest of these transgender activists who are pissed off at Target, pissed off at Bud Light, pissed off at all these corporations because they're bailing on their Pride Month propaganda, and they're bailing on the transgender. And it's just like, wow, maybe chopping healthy body parts off of kids was a bridge too far for a lot of Americans.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. You know, and I saw a guy, I don't recall who it was, but he said, you know, if these companies decide they're going to make that stance and they're gonna ostracize 50% of their customer base, they may as well just double down and just keep going, because as soon as they capitulate, the people that they pissed off probably aren't going to come back, and then they just pissed off the people that were sitting there rah-rahing them from the background, you know, that they thought that was such a great idea.
No, that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Exactly right. I love the meme that shows all these companies, that shows their website homepage on the left in the United States, and then on the right in the Middle East. And the left is all rainbow colors, and the east is all normal.
Did you see the airline? There was an airline, an American airline. I forget which company it was. I saw it via Twitter. But they shared a bunch of seat buckles, you know, with the male end and the male end trying to click. And then they had the male end and the female end, and then they had the female end and the female end of the belt buckles for airline safety. And they said it all works. It's like, no, they don't. Yeah, when the flight attendant comes by, I'm going to grab the female end and the female end of the belt buckle and say, no, you guys told me this works. My seatbelt is buckled. I don't know why you're hassling me, Mrs. Flight Attendant. That's crazy. All right, Tim, great to hear from you. But no, that is exactly what is happening, Tim. Right now, there's a headline at FoxNews.com. LGBTQ advocate scolds Target for their rainbow capitalism. It's all about the money. Gee, you think?
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If Biden has taken three tumbles while the cameras are rolling in just the last 115 days, am I the only one that's going to ask the question how many times he might have fallen in private that the White House won't tell us about? I mean, and watching, you know, just how frail and weak he was, and even the effort to pick him up, I mean, it was a heavy lift to be charitable here. And then immediately thereafter, he bumps his head on Marine One right after suffering that fall. You know, he's trying to make jokes about it yesterday. Why am I not finding this funny? Why am I not looking in that video and thinking, oh, no, the world is watching this?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, inflation is so strong, prices rising, and with the current stock market and its volatility, how's your retirement account doing? Well, the Phoenix Capital Group says the time to diversify your investments is right now, and they're recommending high-value U.S. oil and gas investments with current yields that range from 8% to 12% APY paid monthly. And by the way, they're both Regulation A-plus and Regulation D-corp bond offerings with different maturities, qualifications, and rates. There's also a 9% APY starting at $5,000, open to all investors. Now you can download the Phoenix Capital Group, their free investment guide today. Just go to PHX on Hannity.com. Now, before making any investment decision, you got to very carefully consider and review all the risks involved and learn how you can diversify your investments and earn 8 to 12% APY. Download the Phoenix Group's free investor guide at PHX on Hannity.com.
Protection starts here.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got a guest joining us at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, and then and we can take your phone calls when we have the guest in with us as well, of course. But then later on in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll open up the phone lines to anything and everything you want to talk about here on the show. Once again, man, a lot of topics that we haven't even covered yet here in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. I briefly mentioned Joe Manchin getting his pipeline, but you notice John Tester never delivered on a pipeline, right? Let's see. Native American lands and the Biden administration. We covered that one, but it'd be fun to get some reactions from elsewhere across Montana if we bring it up again. I say if, because you never know what all we're going to talk about later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. For those of you who haven't heard about it yet either, there's another story out of Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone tourists put baby elk in car and they drive it to the police station in West Yellowstone. Our friends at KJJR Radio shared that story with us here over the weekend. So we'll tell you about that, get your reactions and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But who is our guest kicking off the 9 o'clock hour? We didn't even have this one lined up for you yet on Friday. Tom DeWeese is president of the American Policy Center. He's going to be speaking at an event at the Billings Public Library tonight. Then he's off to Broadus, Montana, heading down to southeast Montana, a great community of Broadus, Montana. He's talking about stopping Agenda 2030. It's relentless attacks on private property and more. I think he's going to have our friend Peggy Miller hanging out. They're going to be joining us here in studio coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. A couple of messages on our Montana Talks app in the meantime. Bruce in Ennis says this, Mark Levin's Deceit and Plunder. Read it. It explains the Federal Reserve debacle, the problem with the interest-based economy, and the misconception of government debt. Bruce, thanks for that message. JR in Plains, Montana, talking about the presidential race in 2024. You know, the two big dogs in the race right now, of course, President Donald J. Trump himself and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This is what JR in Plains has to say. Why do you want to vote for an apprentice when you can have the boss? That's what J.R. in Plains has to say. J.R., thanks for that message. Speaking of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, this was actually a soundbite I was going to queue up for you anyway after the break. We were talking about all these woke companies that are going broke after pushing this radical transgender ideology. You know, Target lost $10 billion in 10 days with their tuck-friendly swimsuit and teaming up with a satanic clothing designer for their LGBT Pride Month clothing line. You know, and then, of course, Bud Light lost $6 billion in just the opening days of their transgender scandal. Well, our military, unfortunately, is suffering under this woke nonsense as well. It's harming recruitment. It's harming retention. It's making America look weak on the global stage. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says on day one he'll rip it all out. He was in Iowa along with several other presidential contenders.
I'm proud to have served in the United States Navy and done a tour in Iraq, and the people I served with were honorable, patriotic people. For you veterans in the crowd, thank you for your service. I think all of us have a sense of pride in being able to wear the cloth of your country, but we've seen the military become politicized in recent years. You see woke agenda being imposed on it. On day one as commander-in-chief, I rip it all out. We're getting the military back to basics. We're going to improve morale, and we're going to get people to want to join the military again.
All right, that was sent out by the DeSantis War Room via Twitter. I think the DailyWire.com also featured it in their kind of recap from the Iowa campaign trail. All right, we're going to re-rack here as the national news update fires for you here in just a second. And then we've got a guest joining us for the top of the show here, Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center in studio right after this. Then we'll take more of your calls later on in the hour as well.